It's time to talk about nutrition on Taco Tuesday with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens. And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get on the air with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist. And Amber has her own practice, or is that what we call it, Amber? Right here in Madison, Minnesota.
I sure do.
That's right. And we'll talk a little bit later about how to get a hold of you, but
absolutely,
we're going to be talking about a very timely topic today. And that is school lunches, because
yes,
it's hard to believe it's just about here.
It's crazy. It's almost here. I think the school district here is only a couple weeks away from starting at this point. My little guy has until after Labor Day here, but still, that's just around the corner at this point.
That's right. And of course, school lunches, you know, I suppose a lot of people wonder, what should I put in a school lunch? I mean, when I generally ate at the school, but I think when I did get a sack lunch to take along, it was like a banana and a sandwich and maybe that was about it.
That's right.
A couple of grapes or something, and that was it. So where do we start on making school lunches from scratch?
Great question. And you're right. A lot of people choose to eat at the school, and that's great. I just did a podcast recently with a couple of local ladies, and one of the things we talked about is that the free lunch program isn't free this year, and it has been the last couple of years because of COVID and all of that kind of stuff. But families are going back to paying for it again. So if families are choosing to send lunches, or your kids don't like school lunch, or for whatever reason you just choose to send a school lunch, sometimes it can be helpful to have some new ideas maybe about what to put in there or how much.
Or maybe they have a food allergy, which we talked about before,
in
which case you have to be a little bit selective about what you send with them.
That's exactly right. So, you know, I have two with allergies. One I let eat school lunch, and the other one I send everything every day. Well, for the meal at least. And yeah, that can be a huge reason people send it, especially if kids respond to cross-contamination. Because in a kitchen, it can be really difficult if your child or you react to cross-contamination with peanut butter or dairy. I mean, lots of things have cheese in them. Somebody handles something with cheese and doesn't switch their gloves before they handle another thing, that could be a problem.
Right.
So yeah, those families might send lunches as well. So like you mentioned, a lot of times people kind of default to sandwiches, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with sending a sandwich, but sometimes kids get sick of sandwiches, or parents feel like they're just kind of stuck in sandwich
mode. Peanut butter and jelly.
That's right. Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly, ham and cheese, some of those types of things that they put in there. And again, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with sandwiches if that's what your kids enjoy. The most important things for us to be thinking about as we're sending food is what's going to nourish my child so that they can pay attention and focus, and what's going to keep them feeling full. Sometimes kids are eating lunch at 11 o'clock and then they might not eat again until 3:30 or 4, or even later they're sitting on the bus before they get home. So what's going to keep them full from the time they have that lunch until they get their next snack or until they get home? So the three things that keep us full are protein, fat, and fiber. So as we're thinking about what we want to put in a lunch, those are really the three components. And this isn't true only for kids. This is true for adults too. So if you're bringing your own lunch to work and you're getting hungry at 2 o'clock in the afternoon after your noon lunch, do you have protein? Do you have fat? And do you have fiber? Same things across the board. So if we think about something like a Lunchable, again, sometimes that's just a sanity saver. It's easy to grab. You can send it along. It's going to be something they might eat, right? Little treat in there. Lunchables tend to have quite a bit of sodium, quite a bit of sugar, not a lot of fat, not a lot of fiber, and maybe a little, probably pretty close on the protein amount. So when we're thinking about what kids actually need when it comes to protein, they don't need a ton. I'll put a chart on my website and we'll talk about how you can find that here. I have one for protein specifically that's on there already, so you don't have to take notes today if you're trying to remember any of this. But if we're thinking about like our preschool age kids for the entire day only need between 13 and 19 grams of protein for the whole day. So if we're trying to equate that to ounces, that's only like 2 to 3 ounces to meet their needs for the whole day. So 3 ounces is roughly the size of a deck of cards. So if you have a 3 or a 4 year old, the size of a deck of cards for the entire day is probably what some kids eat at a meal. And that's okay too. Most important thing you can do is let your kids listen to their own hunger and fullness cues. When kids say, I'm hungry, it's a good thing to try to come up with a good healthy snack for that so that they continue to listen to their body's hunger cue. If they say, I'm full, we want to really try to discourage encouraging them to take more bites. So when kids say, I'm full, unless you have a different plan with your care team, of course, follow that plan. Some kids need to gain weight. But if your kid says they're full and then we encourage them to eat more bites after that, what we're telling them is your body's not a good indicator of when you're full. I can't tell you how many adults I work with whose parents had the clean plate club, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here's what's on your plate
before you leave the table or you're in trouble.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And that's, I understand it's frustrating to throw away food, but we don't want to be encouraging kids to ignore their hunger and fullness cues because I work with a lot of adults who don't get those cues anymore. So 2 to 3 ounces of protein for the whole day, which means just, you know, a little bit of protein for that meal is going to be enough. But fiber is really where most of us fall short. So even in that preschool age range, kids should still be getting about 20 grams of fiber per day. Now, the average American adult gets like 12 to 15 grams of fiber per day. So if we're shooting for around 20, that can be a little tricky. So whole grains are a good place to get some of that fiber. Vegetables are the best place to get that fiber. Fruit will have a little bit, but fruit is also coming with sugar. So when we're thinking about things that don't keep us full as long, it's those refined carbohydrates and refined sugars.
So if you do make a sandwich, then you should maybe use like wheat bread or something.
So, oh, I'm so glad you said that. So we should use whole wheat bread.
Bread.
Yeah. Okay. So when you look at the back of the label, what you want it to say, you want that first ingredient to say whole. So if we buy just wheat bread, which when Kyle and I, my husband and I first met, he was buying wheat bread, split top wheat bread. He was very proud of himself. But that's still a refined grain. Really, it's just white bread with some caramel coloring added to it to make it look darker.
So you want to stay away from just the plain old Wonder Bread.
Ideally, yeah, ideally. Right. Now, I get it. Kids are picky, right? They don't like the gritty, denser texture. So if you're not getting it from those grains, we really need to get it somewhere else. So whether that's vegetables, nuts or seeds, if your kids like nuts or seeds, those can be a good option too. Like pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, anything like that counts. Even peanuts have a little bit of fiber, not a lot, but they've got a little.
They probably do in the quantity I eat them.
Well, yep. Yes, that's true. But then we might be surpassing that salt goal or that added sugar goal if they're honey roasted, like some people enjoy. Yeah. So thinking about, you know, what kind of protein sources can I send that don't have all that sodium? What kind of fiber sources can I send that my kids enjoy? Now, I think one of the things that parents feel frustrated about is they'll say, well, my kids don't eat it, and then I throw it away. And I agree. That is frustrating. However, I'll use our family as an example again. Harrison used to love Brussels sprouts, my four-year-old. He used to eat Brussels sprouts like crazy when he was like two-ish. And then we went through about a year where he's like, these are disgusting. I'm not going to eat them. I don't like these. I kept putting them on his plate every time we had them anyway. And this week he ate them again and he said, these are really yummy. I would like more. And I thought, all of these Brussels sprouts that I've thrown away over the last year are finally paying off. So sometimes it takes that persistence. So even if you feel like your kids don't like certain foods that are good for them, that are nourishing, avoid keeping them off the plate. Keep putting them in the lunchbox. Keep putting them on the plate in the evening. And eventually maybe they'll eat them again. So inexpensive, easy things. We like to send leftovers for lunches. They don't always need to be reheated. Sandwiches are okay. You can save some money. I know groceries are really expensive right now. You can get those proteins from things like beans. Peanut butter is perfectly fine. If you're feeling adventurous, you can make something with a little bit of tofu, which tends to be a little less expensive. We can address that in a different week because it's probably a whole topic on its own. But you'll get a little bit of protein from those whole grains and other things too. So just be thinking about what's that fat, what's that fiber, lots of veggies, and keep them full.
All right. Well, Amber, if people are interested in more on this subject or other subjects that you cover, you've got some interesting things on your website, so better lay that out for them.
Absolutely. So you can find that information at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U nutrition.com. And if you go to the blog on there, you'll see the information on protein, and I'll have a couple of charts up there for you later today or tomorrow that'll have some extra meal ideas, but some lunch ideas are already on there for you.
All right. And your contact information and everything's right there as well.
It sure is. Or on Facebook.
Contact you on Facebook, or they contact the radio station and we'll put you in touch. We know where you are.
That sounds great.
All right. Very good. Amber Boyens with another Taco Tuesday. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Join us again next Tuesday afternoon, same time, for Taco Tuesday with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens on Q92.